OPNAV Instruction 5100.19 ECHO, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual for Forces Afloat. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter A4. 1. How many methods of controlling hazards are there? 3. 2. Which shipboard program can be used to keep equipment and material from degrading to the point where it becomes an operational hazard? Preventative maintenance. 3. What are issued to identify the manner in which work is to be performed which can prevent hazards from occurring? Standard operating procedures, Sierra Oscar Papas. 4. Which process is used to identify, assess, and control risks? Operational Risk Management, Oscar Romeo Mike. 5. What should be submitted to propose a substitution for a material, tool, or procedure called for on a maintenance requirement card? PMS Feedback Report, Foxtrot Bravo Romeo. 6. Which type of hazard control is accomplished primarily through design and advanced planning? Engineering. 7. What is defined as the physical separation of a hazard from personnel to eliminate or minimize contact or exposure? Isolation. 8. What is defined as the control of potentially hazardous airborne substances through the movement of air? Ventilation. 9. Which type of ventilation dilutes an airborne substance by mixing it with quantities of uncontaminated air? General. 10. Which type of ventilation removes an airborne substance at its source or point of generation? Local exhaust. 11. Which type of hazard control employs special operating procedures to reduce the exposure of individuals to hazards? Administrative control. 12. What is the least preferred method of hazard control? Personal protective equipment, Papa Papa Echo. 13. Which program is a process by which identified hazards that are not able to be immediately corrected are recorded and tracked to completion? Hazard abatement. 14. What is defined as a shipboard condition that immediately threatens the loss of life, bodily injury, or illness to personnel? Imminent danger. 15. What must the safety officer assign for each documented hazard identified through inspections, surveys, or as reported by individuals? Risk Assessment Code, Romeo Alpha Charlie. 16. What provides a measure of the degree of risk associated with a deficiency by combining both the severity of the hazard and the mishap probability? Risk Assessment Code, Romeo Alpha Charlie. 17. What is defined as an assessment of the worst reasonably expected consequence defined by degree of injury, illness, or physical damage which is likely to occur as a result of the hazard? Hazard severity. 18. Which hazard severity category is assigned to hazards which may cause death, loss of facility or asset, or result in grave damage to national interests? 1. 19. Which hazard severity category is assigned to hazards which may cause severe injury, illness, property damage, damage to national or service interests, or degradation to efficient use of assets? 2. 20. Which hazard severity category is assigned to hazards which may cause minor injury, illness, property damage, damage to national, service, or command interests, or degradation to efficient use of assets? 3. 21. Which hazard severity category is assigned to hazards which present a minimal threat to personnel safety or health, property, national, service, or command interests, or efficient use of assets? 4. 22. What is the likelihood that a hazard will result in a mishap based on an assessment of such factors as location, exposure in terms of cycles or hours of operation, and affected population? Mishap probability. 23. Which letter is assigned to mishap probabilities that are likely to occur immediately or in a short period of time? A. Alpha. 24. Which letter is assigned to mishap probabilities which will probably occur in time? B. Bravo. 25. Which letter is assigned to mishap probabilities which may occur in time? C. Charlie. 26. Which letter is assigned to mishap probabilities which are unlikely to occur? D. Delta. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.